Welcome back, listeners. This is Matt Osborne, the host of the Building Manager podcast, and this is episode 4. I'd really like to thank everyone for sharing their insights and sending me questions and emails about the show. Thank you very much. And I've had some great responses also for people wanting to come onto the show. And that leads us where we are today. I'm going to introduce to you a well-seasoned building manager who, after several years of being in the industry, decided to take on a different platform that's called My Boss. Fabulous platform that really has been developed as infrastructure system between the building manager, the strata manager, occupants and contractors. Sam and the My Boss team have been improving the platform to where it is today. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. I'll see you on the other side. Bye for now.
Hello, Matt.
G'day, Sam. How are you going?
Hey, not too bad. Good, mate. Not too bad.
Yeah, that's great. It's there been a go. Pretty hectic sort of week, even though it's Tuesday.
It is. Yeah. No, most definitely. You know, COVID certainly has made it very exciting, hasn't it?
Oh, hasn't it just? Well, Sam, welcome to the Building Manager podcast. So everyone, I'd like to introduce to you Sam Califf. He is the founder of My Boss, which I'm sure a lot of you have heard about. Sam, maybe if you could tell our listeners a little bit about My Boss and how it all kicked off.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you. Yeah, for the introduction on that front. Look, I guess My Boss, look, it goes back a while now, you know, sort of looking back at it now. Started it back in 2012. So, you know, nearly hit a decade now that I've been running the business. It's been a lot of exciting, you know, journeys and experiences that I've gone through. I guess from the start, you know, sort of being in the industry, working in sort of the building management space sort of gave me a lot of exposure on that front. And then building it, you know, really from the ground up has had a lot of exciting, you know, experiences that I've had to went through, and sort of got it to where it is today. But really, I guess looking back at it, where it started, it has been a lot of, you know, different challenges, from dealing with committees to building managers and getting that exposure out there. And yeah, we sort of got it to where it's at now. I mean, we serve as close to about, you know, 550 companies globally. And yeah, we're going to keep seeing where we take the business moving forward.
That's great. Well, congratulations on hitting the target. 550 companies globally, Sam. It's absolutely a massive effort, but it certainly doesn't come without some stressful nights and days and trying to get this program out to people. But
absolutely.
So when you Sam, when you first introduced this platform, why was the facilities and building management industry so important to you?
Yeah, look, sort of looking back at it, I mean, working in the industry myself, being a building manager, being exposed to, you know, what building managers go through day to day, really just thought that definitely easier ways to run a building. You know, the way I was running my property, I mean, I got in very early on myself. I was probably 19 at the stage when I became sort of, an on-site caretaker, which is its own story altogether. But, you know, seeing the way that we used to manage the building, putting up notices, communicating with residents, very mundane, very time-consuming, putting out notices. Really, I was looking for ways to do things better. And that sort of led me, it was actually a colleague of mine that we both initially started the My Boss company at the time, and sort of came together. And, you know, he was a designer on his end, and I was more the type that sort of saw the need for this type of product. And we sort of put our heads together and came up with a very basic version of what we intend or foresee building managers utilizing moving forward. And you know, at its infancy, it was very basic. And, Just looking at ways to really help building managers do their reports, communicate with residents, save them a lot of time. We're wasting a lot of time. I was writing things four or five times over
Wow.
before it goes into a report. So
Yeah.
definitely saw the need for a CRM or a software platform in our industry, though, that's for sure, very early on.
What sort of feedback are you getting from the building managers and facility people out there that are using this platform?
Look, yeah, it's certainly changed. If I look back at it, when first starting, my biggest challenge was convincing a building manager as to why he needs software, because it was a very paper-based industry. So you can imagine, 10 years back, apps were just starting to gain, momentum in the world, and it was very new. And our industry, being building management, had a very archaic type of portfolio. They were very prone and used to just using things on paper. So going up to building managers back then, it was really just showing them the value add of what software does. I think educating that was my challenge initially, is showing the value of software and how to do things better. In today's day and age, things are definitely very different. People definitely see the value of software, and for them, it's more about, well, what features do we want? What's important to us? And how do we sort of get the right solution, the right fit for our building? And the needs for building managers vary from building to building. It really comes down to the complexity of the site. Some may have concierge, some may have, on-site cleaners that are involved in building management. And it varies. It really varies. But I'd say today's age and day, it really comes down to, the dynamics of the building and what that building is looking for. But I'd say nearly everybody is looking for something basic around, tracking their work orders, setting up their assets, their preventative maintenance, the reporting. I'd say that hand in hand would sort of appeal to 90% of the industry, and that's what they're looking for. And then it's really just showing them the other added value adds as to what the, customers might be looking for. But so certainly different. I look back at initially presenting it to the challenges we find now, are certainly a different add-on for sure.
So you mentioned there about some challenges in getting this program out. Now, I actually love it how you're able to grab people's attention with the platform and then offer a free trial. I mean, who doesn't want a free trial of things these days? That's got to go a long way.
Yeah.
But I remember actually when we met, a few years back, and for me, being in building management, it was just completely a no-brainer. And
Yeah.
then you've got to get to the point to committing to delivering it to committees or even the
Absolutely.
even the strata companies. What can you suggest, maybe, Sam, to building owners, that being,
Yeah.
the strata people involved in committees and so forth, maybe around Australia, existing and new, because there's a
Yeah.
number
Yeah.
of new sites going up. So what can you maybe suggest to have them come on board that's going to benefit them around this
Yeah.
particular platform?
Certainly a great question, because that is actually part of, sometimes half the battle when we're presenting to a new, building or a committee. It's really, showcasing the product to the committee. I mean, our approach has always been present it to the committee, get them to pay for the platform or any platform, any CRM. I think it's so vitally important for committees to own any system they engage in, only because, building managers come and go, committees come and go, stratas come and go. And so many times have we gone through the experience where, a committee hasn't engaged directly, or the building manager has sort of covered it or so forth, and that integrable history goes out with the building. So I think showcasing, when presenting to committees, my biggest challenge is usually, and I understand committees do, the best they can to their ability, but it's really education. Where, when talking to a committee, it's just really educating them on the responsibilities of a building manager, what software is really there for, giving them that history log, communicating out with residents, making the lives of their on-site managers also easier. And it's really education. I find, whenever presenting to a committee, sometimes they still come to the conclusion, or why do we need software? Some of them, don't even think they need an on-site building manager. And you would know from your experience, dealing with committees, the different experiences we go through. And I think until sort of there's more of a governance approach to our industry, at least to a basic level. Like even myself, when I became a building manager, kind of took it upon myself to go learn. There was no real formal training. And there's no secret out there. A lot of committees are in similar boats. Even building managers sort of jumped into the role, and they're sort of growing and learning through their experiences. So I think that that's a really important part, and a part that our industry, no doubt will definitely get to. I certainly see a lot of new, players stepping into that educational space and giving, free education, SCA associations out there sort of stepping in to sort of help build that, educational bridge. But, without the government really stepping behind it, it's certainly a challenge. And, I'd say my challenge is as much of a challenge for a building manager stepping in and saying, I need to upgrade this asset or change this. And, they go through very similar experiences as us sort of stepping in and presenting to committees. That's one part. And then there's obviously the other part where, we do get also engagement from committees directly saying, we're looking for this, or they've gone through problems or pain points and they're really looking for these types of solutions. So, I'd certainly say experience and education is, really the main part to it for sure.
I can certainly see where you're coming from, Sam, and I certainly can appreciate, committees spending money, because ultimately they're making decisions for the rest of the owners. And
correct.
This the My Boss platform, from where I see it, Sam, doesn't necessarily have to be within a high-rise residential complex. For example, I know that we've had discussions on getting it to development, or multi-site developments, with such as these large housing estates that are now become strata-owned or body corporates or owners' corporation, and can certainly become a really, really good tool for the strata managers out there, so that they can put on their the committee reports, any AGM notices, any maintenance requests, people can take photos, all this other,
Absolutely.
I think for the committees out there looking to better promote their properties, let's say, or their townships, if it's a township that's under a strata development, then certainly My Boss, in my opinion, has got to be the way to go. But hey, I'm not trying to sell the product here for you, but
No, no, of
it's
course.
just my
I
experience.
No, absolutely. Look, it's a point. I mean, we do get a lot of interest from strata managers, from developers, committees, building managers. It does vary around the dynamics of the building, what the building's requiring, what they're looking for. Obviously, you need a tool. I think, you can't run a building in today's day and age, on paper. Unfortunately,
No.
you'd be surprised how many buildings are still operating that way. And whether it's My Boss or any other CRM, the need of software around what is expected of an on-site building manager, what is expected out of a developer, I can't see any other way sort of moving forward. It's just a matter of time, as things, the pain points grow for an on-site manager and they start looking for these types of solutions. Because what was expected of an on-site manager 10, 15 years ago is nothing like what is expected of, anyone being strata, building manager. Their expectations are so much higher now.
And you're finding that you're getting some additional business through hotel management, where it's involved with letting agreements, caretaking agreements, where you've got mixed use and all that type of business going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, that was an industry that was somewhat stumbled on. Starting My Boss, my intentions were always around, assisting an on-site building manager how to make their lives easier. And, going back to the beginning, it was really just a tool for the on-site building managers. And then over time, we had developed more into it and built the apps and the portals and the resident portal. And, we've got close to about 50 modules available now for the
Wow.
different
Okay.
uses.
Yeah.
And like anything, when we were sort of promoting the platform, particularly around the sort of the Brisbane region, we had a segment of hotels that had body corporates, within the hotels. So they started utilizing the platform, and they found its usage and its benefits of running the building management space. But then they also found its usage in running the hotel aspect too, from a maintenance perspective. So all of a sudden, we started getting a lot of interest in running the rentals, the letting rooms within the hotel. Plus, a lot of that region within Brisbane is very much management rights, which is very different to what we see in Sydney and Melbourne. But over there, you have your letting business, and then you have a building management arm. And generally, you need to buy into that. It's something where, you need to go and purchase the letting business, and the building management is generally included at a fee. So we also had a big segment of building managers who are running the letting pool, but they didn't really have anything to run the body corporate. So both hotels and management rights are very similar in the way they run. So that started gaining a lot of exposure in that space, and the two really complemented each other. But again, our focus has really been around assisting the on-site managers in running, their responsibilities as a facility manager in the property. And whether you have a letting business or whether you don't, you're still responsible for all the common areas. So, even if they didn't, because in Strata, we don't look after the internal rooms in any case. So,
No.
it sort of made sense in both those scenarios. And where they were looking after them, there wasn't a need for a lot of tweaks in the platform to really assist running that housekeeping segment. So then we saw a big shift of that segment stepping in and using the platform to run really both industries.
Yeah, that's good
And
news.
it's been really well. Yeah, I mean, 4 years in, we've got a very large segment of the hotels that use it, and it's been going quite well on that front.
Yeah, I can certainly vouch for needing something like that when I was running some pretty large complexes.
Correct. Yeah. Because was your property also, you had a hotel? Was there a hotel? It was, wasn't
Yeah,
it?
so
It was
mixed
part,
use, yeah.
that's right, you had a mixed use development.
And then you've got multiple body corporates within the same buildings, and
Yes.
you've got retail, and some in some instances you may even have a body corporate that exists with car parks or buildings within a building, so to speak. So
Yeah.
yeah, certainly could have been some use. I guess there's, and maybe back then there was a bit of anxiety perhaps about,
Yeah.
having these new systems brought in when you've got front office systems, that I guess in some instances portray maintenance system that are
Yeah.
inbuilt.
Yeah.
But I guess in the end, like you say, it's a matter of convincing others to get the best benefit out of a product and
Yeah.
system.
Yeah.
However, given the fact you've got 550 companies on board, it doesn't seem like it's, well, maybe it is still, challenging to get other businesses to come on board.
Yeah, I. Yeah, look, most certainly. I think, if they haven't had that exposure, or they're still used to, a particular workflow, generally they're going to stick to it until there's a pain point within that process, that makes them get that light bulb moment. Like, there's got to be a better way to do this, and, start researching or rely on colleagues within the industry, to provide them with information around this area. And it's a work in progress. I think managers are gonna go through this journey, and until, at some point, the information becomes more available out there, and we do the best we can to keep, I guess, promoting, the value of software to our clientele. So, I mean, our approach has always been around, what solutions can we provide you? Not, what my boss does. It's more around, these are your pain points you're having, and these are the solutions we can solve for you as a hotel manager, as a building manager, as a concierge, security or cleaner, if committee or strata, it doesn't quite matter. That's the way I've always sort of looked at it from our business, for sure.
I think you've hit the target there. It's more about finding those pain points and, providing then the answers to it through systems like MyBoss and saying, well, this is your issue and this is how we can track it so it no longer becomes an issue. And so I guess there's other systems out there and there's quite a few players out in the game at the moment. But Sam, what do you think places MyBoss ahead on the market today against these other platforms?
Yeah, look, it's a, well, a great question on that front. What sort of differentiates us compared to everyone? I don't really spend a lot of time looking too heavily into sort of our competitors. As much as people might think, you sort of sit there and sort of browse. You certainly give it its time, where you see sort of what they're doing. But really, what's important to me and my company, and it's sort of what runs through the entire business, is being close to our existing portfolio. People that are engaging in the platform, what do they want? Providing them that best experience. That's really where my focus is at. Because you provide a good experience to an end user, and they're going to be your advocates, and that's really what counts to us, is being close to that clientele. And I don't know what other players do in the industry, but for us, being an Australian-based company has certainly made a huge difference. Having our support local too, having a lot of those advantages, and just having that close relationship with a lot of our clientele, and providing them what they're looking for. And obviously, what they're looking for is what another building manager is going to be looking for. So it, you're really ticking, to two areas in that space. But I'd say, that's sort of what makes us sort of that advantage. I guess another front is keeping it simple. Me being a building manager and having a lot of exposure to a lot of on-site building managers, always found ease of use to be one of the most important areas when, implementing anything into our industry. You really want a CRM that's simple, and that's been really core to us around, how do we keep the platform as simple as possible, but also as powerful, and hence our motto, powerfully simple. It means, it really runs through the MyBoss team. Keeping it simple is really important. But that's what we do. I don't know what others sort of do around their space, but that's always been, important to us.
Absolutely. Look, Sam, I've had a lot of time reading through different programs and systems and the like, and this is something that no doubt for you building managers, facilities managers out there listening today, or even for the strata people, take a look. There's a free trial that you can get with Sam. But Sam, for our audience today on the Building Manager podcast, is there any way that listeners out there can get a hold of you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. If they wanted to jump onto our website, which is mybos.com, myboss.com, a lot of people spell it with double S. For those that don't know the term behind it, we always get asked. It actually stands for My Building Operating System.
Brilliant.
So that's the terminology behind it. But yeah, jump onto the website. We've got our contact details there. They can shoot us an email or call our head office. And we'd be happy to sort of provide any advice or insight into the space they're looking for, whether it's software or whether they're just, we get committees that sometimes even call just to, discuss the situation. And, we always hope we have the right solution for them. But yeah, most, feel free to reach out and check out the website, and reach out to us on that front would be the best way.
That's terrific. Sam, I really appreciate your time today and speaking to me and also to the listeners of the Building Manager podcast. I know that you've been
Thank you,
growing
Matt.
this company That's right. For some time now, and a big congratulations to you, mate. So I wish you all
I
the best,
appreciate it.
the company, and of course all your staff working
No,
with you.
thank you.
All the
Means a
best,
lot. Thank
and
you very much. And
no problems. Look forward to
all right, Matt.
seeing you soon, and perhaps we
Yeah,
can
likewise.
catch up after this whole COVID situation gets over
Yeah,
and done with.
sounds great.
All right.
Absolutely. No,
Thanks for
sounds
your time,
good. All
Sam.
right,
Take
Matt.
care.
Take care, mate. See you.
Bye for
Bye.
now.
Well, a big thank you to Sam Califf, the founder of MyBoss, Powerfully Simple, for coming onto the show today, sharing his insights in regards to his business and the platform that he has available for building managers, strata managers. And I'm sure that you were able to get some valuable information and insights. If you need to reach out to Sam, he's left his contact details there. Or you can jump onto myboss.com and have a look from there. Look, I just wanted to thank everyone for sending in their emails and sending me some questions. If you've got any questions in relation to anything that's been discussed throughout these first few podcasts, please feel free to send a message to matt at elitebma.com. That's matt@elitebma.com. For those listening, I've recently become a corporate coach, and looking forward to serving anyone that requires coaching for their building managers. Again, you can reach out to me on the email I've just given, or if you wanted to jump onto my website, that's elitebma.com. Click on the button there for your complimentary first session. Now, I've also had some interest in people wanting to sponsor the show, and I really do feel lucky being able to share that news with the listeners today. Very exciting news for me. You'll hear more about that in the coming weeks. Speaking of which, next week, got another fabulous person coming onto the show, and looking forward to hearing more about the building management industry. My name's Matt Osborne, and this has been the Building Manager Podcast. Big shout out to your building managers out there. Thanks once again for keeping everyone safe, doing a great job. We really do appreciate it. Look forward to speaking to you all next week. Take care. Bye for now.